The Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 51.1 in April, indicating ongoing expansion. The reading's down from 51.9 in March. The PMI for the non-manufacturing sector came in at 54.9 in April, down 1.4 points from the March figure. The Chinese president's expressed his congratulations on the successful launch of the core module of the country's new space station. Xi Jinping says building a space station and national space laboratory is an important goal of the three-step strategy of China's manned space program. The space station will consist of three modules, the core module Tianhe, as well as the Wentian and Mengtian lab modules. Tianhe is the management and control center of the space station, and that was the part launched into orbit yesterday. China aims to complete the construction of the space station in orbit in 2022. The station will have the ability to carry out long-term scientific and technological experiments and explore space resources in low Earth orbit. Experts say astronauts will enjoy a much better experience in China's space station as the newly launched Tianhe core module is equipped with many advanced facilities. Zhu Guangchen is deputy chief designer of the space station.
The sealed core module is equipped with three single bedrooms and one washroom. The dining area is equipped with facilities for heating and refrigerating food and drinking water, and a retractable table. The exercise area is equipped with a space-use running machine and bicycle.
Zhu says an air conditioning system in the module will ensure proper temperature and humidity for machines to work and for astronauts to stay safe and cozy in space. The designer says the module is also equipped with a regenerative life support system which can reproduce oxygen and dispose of CO2. China's approved joining a convention on building and setting up the world's largest radio telescope. The country's top legislature passed the decision to participate in the establishment of the Square Kilometer Array on Thursday. The project will consist of a network of radio antennas of varying sizes located at several sites in Western Australia and Southern Africa. It'll be jointly funded, built, and operated by more than 10 countries, with its construction set to begin in July. Scientists will use the super telescope for research on the evolution of the universe, understanding the nature of gravity, the search for extraterrestrial civilizations, and more. Chinese health officials say China's under increasing pressure to curb imported COVID-19 cases and domestic resurgences. China's recorded 364 confirmed imported COVID-19 cases since the beginning of April, a rise of more than 20% from last month. China's financial regulators have summoned 13 domestic internet platform companies, including Tencent, JD Finance, and ByteDance, to discuss their financing businesses. The meeting was called by People's Bank of China, the China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission, the China Securities Regulatory Commission, and the State Administration of Foreign Exchange. It's part of efforts by China to step up its supervision of the financing businesses of internet platforms and strengthen anti-monopoly practices. China said it wants to prevent disorderly expansion of capital and promote regulated, healthy, and sustainable development of the platform economy.